And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about from way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia and Tennessee and even Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Well, hey, you'll be happy to know Trump's on the ground. He's there. Trump's on the ground. Trump's here. Trump's at LaGuardia. Trump's on the ground. Trump's, what the heck, man? I just look at it like this is just obnoxious, really. But this is what they wanted, you know. We got to indict him. Got to get Trump. But here's the other thing. I look at this, and I'm not going to get all off on this. We spent a whole lot of time on it on Friday, and I'm sure we'll talk about it more in days to come. But the reality is the Democrats needed this so badly. They got to get Trump. And so you've got a guy who downgrades 50% or more of the felonies in his jurisdiction to misdemeanors, except for this one, which he upgraded from a misdemeanor to a felony. Wow. And this is what he has to focus on right now. All his time and resources, you got to know, this high-profile case, yeah, it's all about this. It's all about Trump. And that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a news cycle that will beat all you've ever seen. And you know, on the one hand, I say it should, because they've just tried to indict the former president of the United States on misdemeanor charges that two other investigative bodies had looked at and decided were not worthy of pursuit. Until you get a guy who ran for office on the idea of getting Trump, who has now done the first upgrade of a felony that we know of, or misdemeanor to a felony that we know of. And so President Trump has now flown in from Florida and will turn himself in tomorrow and let the spectacle begin. And I guarantee you, though, I guarantee you that this is going to be a situation where the liberals are going to talk about it nonstop and add their own spin to it. The conservatives are going to do the same. And then Trump is going to capitalize on it. But then I think, you know, and there's debate among the liberal left. The debate is, have we just empowered him? Have we assured him of victory in the end? Or have we just gained the guy that we think we're best able to run against? Depends on who you talk to or who you listen to. We'll see. Either way, let me jump over to the Triple Dipper. Number one of the Triple Dipper, Insurrection 2.0. I say that because here we are. I mean, let me hearken back to, remember when the state house, the state capitol in Wisconsin was taken over by radical left, mostly teachers union members, when Scott Walker was reforming issues related to the teachers union and education in Wisconsin? Remember that? Governor Scott Walker, Republican? The stage was really set, in my opinion, by liberals when they showed that taking over the state capitol is okay. You can get in there. You can mess the place up. You can make a scene. And by the way, it's not okay. But what I'm saying is this. I don't recall conservative activism taking over a Capitol building. Now, it may have happened. And if somebody has a text you want to send me, 833-687-4448, remind me of a time when conservatives took over a state capitol or any capitol for that building. Help me remember it. But right now, my recollection is the stage for this kind of thing was set, especially in recent history, by liberals, screaming liberals, literally screaming liberals, in the Wisconsin Capitol just a few years ago. And it got ugly. And they left the place in a mess. And they were there daily. And they were blocking up the opportunity for governance to take place. And they were making their voices heard. Oh, Phil, it's a people's house. Yeah, okay. You know what? It's the people's house. Doesn't give you a right to trash it. It's the people's house, doesn't give you a right to just, you know, make a mockery of the people's house. At some point, man, let decorum take over. Make your voices heard, but my gosh. So liberals in Wisconsin, I specifically remember, because I was there as a legislator, when in Alabama, just a few years ago, we were passing the Alabama version of an immigration reform bill. Federal government wouldn't do a thing under Barack Obama. It was not as bad as it is now under Biden, but it was bad. It's part of what catapulted Trump to office when he said, we're going to build a wall. And so we had a state-level immigration bill. You've heard me talk about it on here before if you've been around the show for a bit. protesters. I'm talking about they were jam-packed. I will say this. The Alabama State House is not conducive to large crowds, and that's probably what kept it tamer than it was. But it was still filled. You couldn't hardly walk down the halls. They were yelling, and there was times when they were in the small lobby area right before you walk into the Senate chambers. And when I say small lobby area, I'm talking about old building, low ceilings, in a room that's, you know, maybe roughly, what, 100 feet by 50 feet wide. And it was packed. And they were chanting, and they were locking arms and sitting on the floors and trying to block you from getting down the hallway, elbowed me in the ribs as I was trying to get by to go for a vote. It was nuts. So I've seen this before. I would say that liberals set the stage for what became the January 6th riot. Now, I am not trying to say, I'm not trying to defer. I don't care what, you know, brand of politician you stood for on January 6th. If you were a conservative, you were a Trump supporter or not, January 6th was a bad idea. The idea that we're going to raid the Capitol building and knock down the doors and, you know, but was it an insurrection? Frickin' no. 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 There's a legal definition of insurrection, and that was not it. But that being said, it has been the thing that we have heard about nonstop, and nonstop for the last several years. And then last Thursday, something happened in Tennessee. Last Thursday, within days of six innocents, including three of those being just children, nine-year-olds, at Covenant Christian School in Nashville, we saw activists basically take over the Tennessee State Capitol. Oh, Phil, they're making their voices heard. Yeah, they are. They're also making their physical presence known. They were also chanting. They were pushing their way in. They were fighting back with police officers. They were, you know, blockading legislators in the restroom, no less. Legislators having to call for police to come help them get out of the restroom, for crying out loud. And then, you know, getting in people's faces, spitting and making, you know, just making a total scene and a mockery of their state capitol. But no one on the left wants to call that an insurrection. Didn't it fit the bill? Isn't this what we've been told for the last couple of years is the most dangerous thing to ever happen to democracy in the time that we've been a nation? Nah, nothing to see here, man. Story on the Post-Millennial. Dated March 30th, that would be what, Friday, I think? Thursday? On Thursday, a large number of individuals congregated at the Tennessee State Capitol, with the situation quickly turning chaotic as leftist activists entered the building and were seen shouting at lawmakers, demanding more gun control measures. And among those present were parents with their children and members of the community demonstrating following the Covenant School shooting, which resulted in the deaths of six individuals. Okay. Protesters stormed the building, it says, filled the hallways, chanting slogans. Demonstrators took over both indoor and outdoor spaces, video shows. The Senate Chamber Gallery was filled with protesters, including children holding signs with the age of the victims of the recent attack. Meanwhile, in the House, two Democrat lawmakers even caused a temporary disruption themselves by grabbing a megaphone and joining in the chants of power to the people. Okay, so that sounds, if I had changed all of that and said in the Capitol building, not the Tennessee State Capitol, but I just said all of that. Let me read it to you again. A large number of individuals congregated at the Capitol, with the situation quickly turning chaotic as activists entered the building and were seen shouting at lawmakers, demanding, you know, something. Among those present were, anyway, and I go on, protesters stormed the building, filled the hallways. What does that sound like? Oh, yeah, January 6th. But no, it's not insurrection 2.0. By the way, did you know, Boomer, I don't know if you saw this or not, you know the guy they call the QAnon shaman?
Yes, the one that's like he was shirtless or something and went in there with horns. Or,
yeah,
that guy.
And then his name is Jacob Chansley.
Right.
He's a Navy veteran. I hear that he's got some emotional issues or something like that. But anyway, sentenced to 4 years. And then Tucker Carlson got hold of the video of the January 6th event, the video that had been suppressed, the video that his own attorneys were not allowed to see to help in his defense.
Hmm.
Yeah. The same day they're rioting in Tennessee State Capitol, Jacob Chansley was released almost 27 months early.
Really?
He's out of prison.
Under the radar.
Yeah, no one heard.
Wow.
It just happened.
Okay.
So this happened, story on Newsweek. Story on Newsweek's QAnon shaman Jacob Chansley prison release sparks speculation. This is on Newsweek. It says, Chansley, who was seen shirtless and donning Viking headgear and red and white and blue face paint, pleaded guilty to one count of obstruction of an official proceeding. One count, obstruction of an official proceeding. 41 months in prison. 41 months in prison. And oh, by the way, you don't get the benefit of seeing the videos that show that you were really just walking around escorted by police officers, calmly, not doing anything, never once taking a step to, you know, disrupt or, for that matter, destroy. No. Albert Watkins, the attorney who represented the Chansley when he pleaded guilty, told CNN the footage aired by Carlson was never presented to him at the time of his client's deliberations about whether to accept a plea deal. So on the same day that Insurrection 2.0 is happening at the Tennessee State Capitol, the guy who was quietly sentenced, not quietly, who was sentenced to 41 months in prison was quietly released after, well, just over half of that. And he's in a halfway house right now serving out the rest of his sentence, no longer in jail. Funny how that works out. Does anybody see the irony in this? The same day that the things that he was accused of doing and convicted of one count of obstruction of an official proceeding. What does that even mean? One count of obstruction of an official proceeding. That was the charge. And for that, he had to plead. And without the benefit of the exculpatory evidence in the videos that Tucker Carlson later aired, Jacob Chansley got 41 months in prison. But on the same day, they're doing it again, except it's liberals this time. Jacob Chansley is released early. Things that make you think that the system is rigged. Boomer, take us to a break. We'll come right back. I'm going to keep going a little bit more on Insurrection 2.0. It's amazing, the double standard. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. And by the way, Trump's in his car. The Trump motorcade has now left LaGuardia and is headed to Trump Tower, we believe, unless he stops for a burger on the way. Who knows? Trump stopped for a burger. So, I mean, wow. Okay. So, yeah, We got plenty of micro stories here. Trump is in the air. Trump is out of the air. Trump is on the ground. Trump is in his car. It's going to go like this for a while. I suspect that the next 72 hours are going to be massive. Of course, there's the old saying, though, ain't no such thing as bad publicity when you're a public official, they say. As George Wallace, a former governor of Alabama, said at one point, as long as they spell your name right, it's all good. We'll see. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know where it's going yet. I mean, we got any number of things right now, though. I'm in triple dipper number one, insurrection 2.0. Have I got a call, Boomer? What's the scoop? Okay. Is that Jeff? Is he on topic? Jeff from Indiana. What are you doing, man? Did I lose him?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. There you are. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Yeah. Pretty good, Phil. Yeah, watched that funeral procession go by Falkville a while ago. That was a very touching thing. There was well over 100 cars in that procession.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? And Leanne from Huntsville just texted in, too. She sent a picture of the they have a giant American flag up on bucket trucks, you know, lifted up high in the air over the road. You can drive under it as you're going into the funeral.
There were several of those down the road. I've seen at least two of them.
Wow. Well, and so, you know, rightfully so.
Yeah, but you know, you talk about Trump going in the New York here and everything. Did you hear that the mayor is going to, you know, if anybody causes any trouble, they're going to arrest him and throw the book at him?
No, really? People protesting in favor of Trump or otherwise?
Well, I'm figuring if you got a red hat on, you're going to be busted and throw the book at you. But if you got a BLM shirt or something on, I don't think they can get arrested, can they?
Well, this is the day that Jussie Smollett needs to go out and buy a sandwich at 2 in the morning.
I think so. It'll be interesting to see because you know, you got 90% of the people in New York are Democrats. So if there is any Trump supporters show up there and they start fights with them, I don't think we can arrest the BLM people or the or Antifa or anything else like that, can we? We just got to arrest people with red hats on.
I don't know, bro. I mean, the whole thing is just a freaking mess. I look at this and think, what a circus, what a sideshow. And yet there's people in New York City that are getting mugged and beaten up and, you know, business owners being charged with crimes for defending themselves in the middle of a crime. And you look at it and go, and this is what he's going to focus on for the next 2-3 years.
I mean, you know, anybody arrests anybody for anything, I would say if I go before a judge, I'm going to say I demand equal justice under the law. If you're not prosecuting these other people, you know, the big thing is saying now that, you know, nobody's above the law. And I'm thinking, well, all the Democrats are above the law because they haven't charged any of those people with crimes and they've committed tons of crimes. But if you're a Republican, you're going to get charged with jaywalking, and it's going to be a major crime, you know.
Yeah. In fact, there's a story right now that you said that up on Fox News came out just in the last, like, 10 minutes, actually. And it's a lady who was she was attacked in Central Park, and she is now calling out the DA because there's been nothing there to benefit the arrest of her, you know, attacker, and yet the DA is going to focus on this. So we're gonna hear a lot of this kind of stuff for a while. Well, I take it back. We're gonna hear, if you look at conservative news, you're gonna hear a lot about it. But
right.
Hey, before
but,
we
but I'm
go ahead.
Go ahead. But I mean, I'm serious. If I got arrested for something and I know somebody did the same crime and didn't get charged with it, I'm going to demand my constitutional rights and say you can't charge me with this because it's equal justice under the law.
Well, you have to wonder. I mean, it's at some point, when are we allowed to use that as a defense? That I would be in a different position if it were not for him. But the law allows them to have what's called prosecutorial discretion. But this is not discretion. This is an indiscretion, in my opinion. And then I got to ask you though, real quick, before we go to break here, Jeff. Last week, Tennessee State Capitol, insurrection or not?
Of course it's an insurrection if you hold them to the same standards that you did the other people. I mean, actually, the January 6th people, constitutionally, should have been allowed to go in there because it was an illegal election, and they were trying to stop an unconstitutional election.
Well, now you're just talking crazy. You're just talking out your head right now, man.
No. they didn't hold the election in certain states to the law. And as long as they didn't follow the law, the election rules, then it was illegal, you know, but by definition.
Well, you ain't wrong, brother.
Mr.
Listen,
lawyer.
Hey, listen,
that's
listen. We're about to head to break, brother. You be careful on the road, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Phil. You take her easy.
All right, buddy. All right, listen, we're going to go to break here in a second. We're going to come back, though, and I'll wrap up this section on Insurrection 2.0, and then we'll have some fun with Adventures in Woke World. I say fun. Some of it's going to make you mad. I'm just going to go ahead and predict. Some of y'all are going to be like, oh, my, and they're going to throw your radio. Don't throw your radio. Whatever you do, don't throw your radio. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio with already being in hour number two. Local, state, national, man, we cover all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, if you watch the live stream on our website, which is at www.rightsideradio.org, you may have gotten to enjoy seeing me spit out a lifesaver in the trash can because Boomer goes, "You got 5 seconds." Oh, boom. I can't be schlocking a lifesaver when we come back on.
I know. Well, we were just chatting, and then next thing I know, I turn back. I'm like, oh, here we go. Let's jump in.
Quick, spit out the lifesaver. Oh, my God. By the way, Trump's in the car.
I was just asking you about that. Are they just going to continually follow his car, his actions? He's going to go get a sandwich. I guess they're just going to film.
Trump got a ham sandwich with mustard.
That's what they're going to do.
That's what it's going to be like, man. It's madness. It's madness.
I mean, they're following all these cars, and it's
now
just
it is a big story.
It is a big story.
But this part, right now it is nonstop footage flying overhead, watching Trump drive.
Right. Because we're not listening to the story part. We're just watching that part.
Golly.
Oh man.
Can you wait till something happens and then tell us, please? Not just Trump's in the car. Trump's driving. No, he's not. He's not driving. He has drivers. All right. Hey, back to this thing about where was I? By the way, Insurrection 2.0. One of the most maddening things that happened the other day. Not only with the complete insensitivity of crashing the state house and using the recent deaths of little children to help capitalize on your proposals, your agenda, were the number of protesters who thought it was cool to hold up seven fingers. There were six people murdered. But it's hard for transgenders these days. It's hard. It's very hard to be a transgender. Don't you know there's violence against transgenders? Oh, gosh. No, it's not. And so what they did, they were holding up seven as if the shooter herself was a victim, honoring the seven who died in the event. I got news. No one would have died in the event if number seven hadn't been a mentally disturbed, radical individual made more radical by today's left. And they're going to celebrate that by holding up seven fingers during Insurrection 2.0. Three Democrat lawmakers, according to Fox News, also joined in the pro-gun control protesters, chanting "No justice, no peace, and save our children" was echoing through the Tennessee House of Representatives chambers. Three Democrat lawmakers, Representatives Justin Jones, Justin Pearson, and Gloria Johnson, brought the Tennessee lower chamber to a halt when they joined in chanting with the protesters. Protesters called for an assault weapons ban. Do it now! In the wake of the mass shooting and federal law. By the way, an assault weapons ban. Can I point out something? These gun control efforts never result in actual gun control. They just create the opportunity for good people to not have guns to stop bad people. All of the weapons that she obtained for the shooting were obtained legally in this case, but we've seen in other incidents when they're obtained illegally. The bottom line is, bad guys could care less about your gun control laws. They're going to get what they want to do their crimes. Yeah. I will say also, too, the Jacob Chansley, who's now been released from jail, if you didn't hear that earlier, Jacob Chansley, the QAnon shaman from the January 6th insurrection, has been released, by the way, serving only 27 months of a 41-month sentence. Really? Interesting. Funny how that happened right after the Tucker Carlson episodes of airing the videos came out. But there's a new one, just so you know. You're not seeing much about it. Liberal media won't point out. But the trans activists who also joined the gun control activists in the Tennessee state capitol included one who referred to himself as a self-described genderqueer clown nun. Yeah. Daily Mail has this one. The genderqueer clown nun immediately drew comparisons to the QAnon shaman Well, at least to those who pay attention to those things. Okay. Just madness. And then lastly, Newsweek wants us desperately to make sure you understand this is not an insurrection. Stop it. No. Insurrection was the January 6th. It was when conservatives went to the Capitol. Stop it. Let me tell you, there's differences. Well, Newsweek did a three-page article. Oh, two and a half. I'm sorry, two-and-a-half-page article defining the differences, which they say literally show that after just what they call, quote, a cursory investigation, that Thursday's incident was anything but a January 6th reprise. Really? Do tell. Well, I mean, for one, unedited video of the protest shows that one student was apprehended by police and surrendered peacefully with hands in the air. Really? Isn't that the way pretty much things went in the U.S. Capitol? Where people, yeah, did things they shouldn't do, but then they were arrested oftentimes at their homes much later, not even knowing they'd done something wrong. Videos from right-wing media research center and conspiracy theorist Jack Posobiec misleadingly presented to suggest protesters took over the microphone. No, they didn't. It was three Democrats taking over the microphone. All I'm saying is this. I'm going to wind down this segment here. This is what happens when you're allowed to have a double standard. Liberals feel emboldened, dating back to the invasion of the Wisconsin Capitol to protest Governor Scott Walker's efforts to reform education and deal with the teachers' union. Alabama State House, when I was there, immigration control, you know, anti-activists showed up in force to make a mockery of the ability to do the people's business. And then January 6th happens, but when it turns right around and happens again in a state capital by liberals, even one who calls himself a genderqueer nun, clown nun, genderqueer clown nun, and they barricade themselves in the building where legislators can't even get out of the restrooms without having to call state troopers to come help them get through the crowd. But that's not an insurrection 2.0. That's not. Come on, Phil. Don't draw. Insurrection 2.0. You know the deal. January 6th is when they tried to stop government. What the heck? Anyway, double standard? Yeah, you think? I'd say yes. All right, we're going to wrap this thing up. Hey, Trump's at Trump Tower. This is going to go on like this. Boomer's laughing over here. It's every day. All right, he's going to get out of the car. He's going to get out of the car. Police are there. He's getting out of the car. What? It's going to go. They got the street blocked off. He's going to his apartment, y'all. He's going to have a burger, and he's going to hang out. And tomorrow morning, he's going to go down there and peacefully turn himself in and get the mugshot that he will then mail to all of our houses as something to show why he's the one who needs to get, you know, elected so that the rest of the world doesn't have to go through what he's going through, and yet he has the money to pay for. Wow. 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 I hope Alvin Bragg gets his backside handed to him. I mean, like justice just flipped on his head right now. All right, you guys, let's take a break right now. Boomer, we're about a minute earlier than usual. We'll take the break. We'll go right to it and come right back. And it's time. It is time. Adventures in Woke World. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.